under President Obama's proposed budget, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is looking at a 25% cut in funding. Now, this is a program that supporters say is key to fixing longstanding environmental problems in the Lakes region. Michael Hawthorne is an environmental reporter with the Chicago Tribune. And Michael, we know many of our listeners are sitting right there on the lakes. Others are saying, okay, the Great Lakes, you know, they're trying to remember their fifth grade geography book. So just position the lakes for us.
Sure. I think it's an area that a lot of people still take for granted. It stretches all the way from New York in the east all the way to Minnesota in the west, and it's got 20% of the world's fresh surface water.
20%?
Drinking water for 30 million people.
Wow. And remind us the lakes are?
Superior, Huron, Michigan, Erie, Ontario.
Okay. So a huge swath. And when I saw that, 20% of the world's fresh water, but what's the problem?
Industry used the lakes for many, many years, still does. There are huge legacy problems with contamination at several areas, Superfund sites around the Great Lakes. There are threats like the Asian carp, invasive species that have moved up the Mississippi River system that are connected at Chicago, unnaturally, but they are connected at Chicago. The fear now is there's a huge sport fishing industry all around the lakes. Lake Erie, for example, is a huge walleye fishery, very popular fish to eat in the Midwest and to fish for. And if the Asian carp, say, get into Lake Erie, which is the shallowest Great Lake, that could pretty well wipe out a lot of native fish there. And so they're doing everything they can to stop this.
So tell us more. I mean, we know about the carp story. We've reported on that. And last year, Washington shipped in $78 million to keep invasion Asian carp out of the Great Lakes. But where else does the money from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative go? What are the plans and what's being done already?
Well, you can look at it this way. There is also some major old factory sites around the Great Lakes that all these nasty kind of chemicals like PCBs and dioxins and other things that are legacy pollutants from decades ago, they're still washing into the lakes every day, and this is where a lot of people get their drinking water and where a lot of people rely on the fishery. And so cleaning up those sites, even though those sites have been identified as toxic sites for many, many years, cleaning them up has taken a long time. And this initiative started by the Obama administration, pushed by bipartisan members of Congress for many, many years, is seen as a way to finally speed up that process.
Well, and so towns like Waukegan, Illinois, are trying to clean up a Superfund site there. And the cuts to the restoration initiative, we understand that, you know, one of the problems is that the general rule about cleanup is the longer you take to do it, the harder and more expensive it is to do.
I think that's a fair assessment right there. And I think people who are focused on the lakes and focused on cleaning up the lakes would say that any cut in what has been planned, there are projects that have been funded, people that have been hired, that can disrupt those projects and potentially throw things, you know, several more years into the future.
Some of the other projects, improving the sewage treatment, restoring wildlife, like the white cat's paw pearly mussel. And President Obama did pledge when he was campaigning $5 billion over a decade to restore the lakes. Now he's talking about cuts. And as he said, a lot of the cuts he's proposing in his new budget are painful to him as well. But how are people there responding to the cuts?
Well, I think you're gonna actually see a lot of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers that represent the Great Lakes states, once the budget gets into Congress, they're going to fight to restore that money and get it back up to the higher amount that was approved in previous years. This is one of those things where when you talk about budget cuts, it sounds great during a campaign, but often it's far more difficult when you have local officials in back in your home district clamoring for these projects to get done, and those projects need money to get done.
Well, that brings us to the Republicans. A number of conservative Republicans in the Great Lakes region came into office or were reelected on budget-cutting platforms. You had Wisconsin freshman Congressman Sean Duffy. During his Tea Party-backed campaign, he told KUWS Radio he wouldn't vote to approve Great Lakes cleanup projects if they were earmarks. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative is an earmark. And last week, now in office, he told KUWS he believes restoration an imperative, saying, I live on Lake Superior. What's been the response to that?
Well, I think the congressman, he's from Ashland, Wisconsin. There's a Superfund site there right on Lake Superior. It's a beautiful lakefront there in Ashland, but it's contaminated, and it's been contaminated for many years with waste left over from industry at the turn of the last century. And so I think there are a lot of people in Ashland that want that site cleaned up, that want that lakefront cleaned up, and so they can draw people and draw their tourism dollars to their communities.
But what about the fact that when he was campaigning and backed by the Tea Party that was calling for cuts, he said cut the program. Now that he's in office and living on the land that needs some of the funds, he's saying, no, I'm all for this. In fact, he goes on to say, I know how important the Great Lakes are to our way of life, and I'll fight for the lake. You know, this seems to us to be an illustration of one of the things we're going to see more of, people calling for cuts, except if it's to their own lake.
People love to run for election or re-election on a budget-cutting platform, but once again, when you get into office and these programs are there and they have a constituency and they have people, you know, back at home, people that they go to the Rotary Club and they see, you know, every month or something like that, those people want those programs funded, and those people are elected to represent the people back home, and so that's why I think it's going to be tough to cut things like this in the future.
By the way, we asked Congressman Duffy to come on the program. His press person said they didn't think they'd be able, and we asked for a statement, didn't get one. But I'm wondering, is anyone calling him out on that disconnect, you know, while campaigning, calling for cuts once in office?
I haven't heard that yet, yeah. But I think it's one of those things where there's so many people. Once again, it's a bipartisan effort that if it comes down to funding things with the Great Lakes, I think most people are going to think that's a good thing, at least in this part of the world.
Michael Hawthorne, environment reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Thanks so much.
Thank you.